Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com. Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength herbal organ cleanses and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Here on Herb Talk, we like to empower you. Magical Engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about this new research that they think that headaches have some sort of relation to depression and anxiety and vice versa. So two-way street there. We're going to talk about, you know, some telltale signs and what we can do to, you know, help ourselves out there. And also we're going to be talking about some female issues, and we'll see how much time we have left over for some other stuff. And we do have our quack report, but before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. You know, I'm reaching out to the Lord and I'm seeing the Lord's face hit the knees. Hope you are too, and mind the time it grows short. And speaking of anxiety, it's kind of a topic in the devotional today from Luke 12 and Ephesians 3, and it says, anxiety is a result of envisioning the future without me. That's what Christ says. So the best defense against worry is staying in communication with me. totally agree. So when you turn your thoughts towards me, you can think much more positively. Remember to listen as well as to speak, and making your thoughts a dialogue with me. So you have to seek the Lord's face, mind the time. He has promises for you, and we may get into that in a little bit during this segment of the show. And mind the time, it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, they said, science has got some warnings here. This is kind of not new news, but it's in the news again. And this is coming out of, Radboud University in Netherlands. They said 451 cell cultures that were used for thousands of scientific experiments were contaminated. And this has adulterated the results of a lot of experiments and treatments that came out of it. And they were all approved on this faulty cell line of data. And some of these contaminated cells, they say, date back like six decades. Nearly 33,000 paper reports were used with these corrupted cell lines. And there's like 500,000 other research reports that kind of touched on this as well, using the corrupt data. So you've got, medical research, clinical trials that are bogus now. But what's really, really crazy is that these same cell lines that are no good are still being used in research, and future decisions are going to be based on that. Think about it. Moving along in the quack report. And speaking of healthcare and research, this is out of UK. Apparently, the National Health Service, healthcare service, socialized healthcare over there, they have this new plan. Hertfordshire Clinical Commission Group has decided they're going to deny surgery to patients who are obese or who are smokers. So this is a new plan that's going to force patients to lose weight and quit smoking before they can undergo non-urgent surgery. So they stress that non-urgent right there. And this is really an extreme restriction, and the Royal College of Surgeons is calling for a rethink of this policy. They said it's quite discriminatory, goes against the fundamental principles. Mm-hmm. Last but not least in the quack report, researchers from the Medical College of Georgia at Augusta University said that they studied some teenagers there, 766 of them. Teenagers are supposed to be really healthy. And they're in the ages between 14 to 18. And they found something really interesting. They said if you have a low vitamin K count, you're putting your heart at risk. It's a deficiency that the cardio system cannot tolerate for long. So they discovered that those who ate the smallest amounts of vitamin K-rich foods, you know, your greens, your spinach, your cabbage, you know, broccoli, and olive oil, they said they increased the risk of over 3% to develop an enlargement of the left ventricle. So they also found that the amount of blood pumped out also became lower. So low vitamin K, apparently the heart muscle is not contracting hard enough. So these factors also, they also look at factors that affect heart structure, function, race, sex, physical activity, blood pressure, all those things were considered. Hey, if you don't like cook your vegetables and eat them, get some body food mix from the powerherbs.com website, throw that in a smoothie, and you got your vitamin K. Bam, like that. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Alrighty, we're going to be talking about the headaches that may be triggering depression and anxiety, and vice versa. This is a recent study that was published in the October 2017, the Journal of Head and Face Pain, and they're suggesting there is this link between anxiety, depression, and headaches. So this research isn't really new, but the Anxiety and Depression Association of America says that headaches have been a common symptom and even an indicator for some generalized anxiety disorders called GAD and also depression. So we're going to take a look at this connection and see if we can determine a common denominator as the cause, maybe avoid this condition, and be well, right? All right. Well, you know, sleep is real important. So in this headache study, the researchers were looking at migraine sufferers and their experiences with depression and anxiety. They also list a lack of adequate sleep as a factor in the study. They stated that the more sleep-deprived the headache patients are, the more severe their depression and anxiety is. They also suggested that there's this connection between how our brains cope with emotional distress and how the stress can actually rewire brain pathways. Well, let's focus on the brain a minute, because according to the headache experts, patients with this generalized anxiety disorder called GAD worry about finances, health, family, work, everything, you know. They tend to anticipate disaster, and they find it hard to control their concerns. They also worry about things that really don't warrant concern. And this disorder affects females more than males. So there's about a 3% of the American population, that's about 7 million people, that suffer from this generalized anxiety disorder. Now, typically, a stressful event can create this condition, in which the condition occurs gradually and then afterward can occur at any time. So if you suffer from generalized anxiety disorder, you tend to struggle with uncertainty and you attempt to control situations. You try to get control of everything. And someone with this disorder is going to find the uncertain flux of social media extremely difficult to deal with. And those with GAD have an increased risk of headaches, especially migraines, by about 40%. And likewise, patients with migraines often experience depression. Now, besides suffering from headaches and stomach aches, there are other symptoms that which also occur. People with the anxiety disorder can have restlessness, feeling on edge or keyed up, fatigue, difficulty concentrating. They say sometimes their mind goes blank. They can't think. Irritability, muscle tension, and sleep disturbance and deprivation. Well, let's look at the headache for a minute, because the migraine headaches are, well, they're no fun. And as a former employee at a neurology clinic, we used to see migraine patients routinely. And pain occurs usually on both sides of the head, and typically it starts to throb at the temple area, or it starts behind the eyes or around the ears. Now, balance issues, dizziness, visual disturbances, nausea can all accompany migraine headaches, as well as, you know, being sensitive to noise and light. Now, people with migraine headaches are known to also suffer from anxiety disorders. Now, in about 25% of migraine sufferers, they develop depression, and 50% will develop anxiety. Recurring headaches can often precede the onset of these mental disorders, such as depression, general anxiety disorder we just mentioned, bipolar disorder, panic attacks, substance abuse, and phobias, especially a fear of places. So they're seeing a lot of people with suffering from migraines also have those kind of problems kind of climb on board. So what about post-traumatic stress disorder? Well, recent research is stating that patients who are suffering from recurrent migraines have most likely suffered a traumatic event or events. So post-traumatic stress disorder patients often suffer from depression, anxiety disorders, bipolar disorders at higher rates than the general population. Now, there's these combined symptoms that you should be aware of. According to the American Migraine Foundation, the complex condition of depression, anxiety, and migraine headaches can be easily recognized with some warning symptoms. So here's the combination of symptoms they say to look for. Sleep problems, appetite changes, people that become easily upset, difficulty concentrating, and low energy. That's usually going to precede a lot of these problems, they said. Now, let's define depression, though. You know, all humans, you know, we have our moments where we feel out of sorts. However, depression is thoughts and feelings of sadness or hopelessness that last for 2 weeks or more. Now, in some patients with migraines, the depression is not severely felt, but is basically an expression simply of a lack of interest in activities they normally did enjoy. Now, in more severe cases, patients can experience feelings of worthlessness, guilt, and suicide. All right, so let's talk about the medical treatments. Yep, the healthcare system is going to prescribe drugs and therapy for these patients. And as we know all too well, the prescribed drugs have a lot of side effects, and one can be an increased risk of suicide. Therefore, they also prescribe usually cognitive behavioral therapy. It tends to have marginal benefits. It depends on the therapy they're prescribing. People come out with, moderate benefit from that usually. Well, let's look at some key points, though. Headache sufferers can live with symptoms of mental disorders for years before being diagnosed. Other patients can have a mental disorder develop over even before the migraines. So for those that are suffering from anxiety and depression, it is worse when they experience a migraine attack. And when the anxiety and depression becomes worse, it seems to invite more migraine attacks. Now, medication and therapy have these marginal benefits, but do not address the cause. Now, working for the neurology clinic, patients would get on pain meds, headache pain meds. A lot of them were opioids, and they got addicted. And then eventually, the doctors kind of had to up the dose, and then we couldn't up it anymore because it was too toxic, and the pain was just excruciating for these people. It was just nothing that would touch it when you get to that point, and I hope you don't ever let it get to that point out there. But basically, the treatments don't get at the cause of the problem. So medical science, they've identified a connection between mental disorders and headaches, but they don't know why there's this common connection. They have no idea. So science has been experimenting with hormones and brain chemicals to see if there's like some condition that they can control through substances and drugs, but this all does really not get at the cause of the imbalance. However, having a mental disorder does put patients at a greater risk of having more migraine episodes. So not a good place to be in. Now, we want to look at the months that most people tend to get depressed because the fall and winter is upon us here. When the days get shorter, there's this increase in episodes of depression. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is also batted about in the news. When people, are more sensitive to the decreased exposure of sunlight when the days get shorter. So a simple yet effective option is to replace the light bulbs at your home and work with these full-spectrum light bulbs. Have you seen these? I'm sure you have. These bulbs tend to simulate sunlight, and it lifts mood. So the bulbs usually have this light blue powder coating on them, and they're available at most stores. You could just look for full-spectrum light bulbs. All right, now, if you ever talk to these people about their anxiety and depression and how they feel, they can communicate quite well about some things. One thing I've learned from people suffering with anxiety and depression is they feel behind the eight ball or in a catch-22. They feel like they have limited or no control over their lives and are desperately wanting to gain control in order to avoid the bad things life can dish out. So if you've ever experienced an anxiety attack, you can almost feel frozen with hard to describe emotions that seem to be based in a feeling of dread. That's what we would typically hear from patients is, they just had a feeling that something bad was going to happen. It was foreboding. So what is this feeling? Well, what causes a feeling of dread? Well, it's caused by fear or intense fear. And one could describe dread as horror or terror. And so kidding aside, though, just, thinking about that really could give anybody a headache because that's just real serious and weighty. So what does the book say? Well, I'm talking about, you know, the Bible. Scripture tells us that the author of fear is the devil. And fear is basically spiritual bondage. So we live our lives and we often don't recognize a spiritual attack. And by the way, doubt is rooted in fear and unbelief. And if you don't correct that, it can cause some serious problems. It could destroy someone's faith, so you got to get that in check. Now, Scripture also states that if we stay close to God in daily prayer, we're guaranteed a sound mind. Well, you know, sincere connection with the Lord, not just, you know, saying seven Hail Marys and stuff. That's not the same thing. You want a relationship with the Creator. So if you stay close contact with Him, you're going to have a sound mind. He promises that. Now, to say otherwise, you'd be calling God a liar. So let's look at some of this. 2 Timothy 1:7 and Romans 12:2 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind." So anybody that's distraught and anxious and having some issues there, you gotta seek. I would say seek the Lord. You would be amazed at the miracles He could do for you. Also, Proverbs 14:30, it says, "A sound mind, heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." Now, in Ephesians 1:8, it says, "Wherein He is abounded towards us with all wisdom and prudence." And then if we go to Hebrews 2, we read that through His death He might destroy him that had power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Now, also, if we go to Matthew 6, it says, "Take therefore no thought of tomorrow, for tomorrow can take care of itself." There's no point of worrying about what's going to go on tomorrow. Okay, Jesus says, if God can feed all the birds, the sparrows, how much more could He not just take care of you? In the image of God, children of God, right? Now, Matthew 6 says, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you." Yeah, including sound mind, peace. And then Psalms 37:25 says, "I have been young and I am now old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread." That's King David. He's absolutely right. God looks after those that seek Him. That's right. Now, if you want to fear something, you should fear God. That would be a healthy respect right there. Now, Psalms 34 says, "Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints, for there is no want for them that fear Him." And, of course, Mark 10 says, "And Jesus, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God, for all things are from God and are possible." So, yeah, with God, everything's possible. So don't forget to ask Him. Ask Him for help. Now, there are some herbs that can help you out as well. We're going to talk about that. Herbs are really not a substitute for prescribed medications. I've often said that. So true, because as prescriptions tend to be lifelong medicines holding the patients in perpetual bondage, the herbs don't do that. The drugs medicine prescribe don't strengthen the system or make patients well again, but makes them dependent on drugs for their illness. And this is the business model for healthcare, as really there's not enough money in making patients completely well. See? So for the mental health area, I rely on God's word. That's right. God's organic nutrition, as well as God's medicinal herbs. That's right. So God's word, the nutrition and good organic food, and His medicinal herbs. So the herbs that are designed to basically bridge the gap, it's a bridge for a person to get well again and become strong again. It's not something you want to have to keep taking for all your life either. They're not supposed to be used like prescription drugs. That's right. Now, while working in the medical field, you know what I found out? Aside from trauma, most conditions tend to be rooted in a lack of nutrients, and your medicinal herbs, along with your lifestyle change, can really refortify the body to restore this balance. You want to add daily prayer in there for a faster recovery, and you can help sustain your wellness then. So Psalms 91, if you haven't checked it out, do so. It is a prayer of protection from illness and harm, and this includes painful memories. okay? You know, God can take away your grief-stricken heart or whatever it is that's plaguing you. Absolutely. So I find that if you sincerely ask God to heal you, that he answers prayer. He's faithful that way. He actually honors your commitment. Okay, so here are the herbs that I would use for headaches, anxiety, and depression, you know, as we get strong and well. You might want to check these products out at Apothecary Herbs. They have the vascular, which is the migraine headache formula. They also have valerian root or the emotional stress formula. These are really good for depression, panic attacks, and anxiety. It's going to support the nervous system and help you out. Body Foundation Food Mix. This is a plant-based mix of vitamins, minerals, protein, amino acids. The body's probably starving for this support so it can function properly. And the Bowel Cleanse Kit, that's important because it removes toxins that interfere with the brain and your thinking. Yep. And last stage for toxin removal, see? Can really mess your head up. If it's not working right, that's what can happen. Relaxation formula is also there. It removes muscle tension, helps improve sleep. So you can check all of those out at thepowerherbs.com. And you can call to order or request a free catalog. The number to call is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Visit thepowerherbs.com. Check them out there. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless because you're taking the power back. Because if you don't take the power back, if you don't stand strong and ask God's help, then you're going to be a slave to drugs and prescription meds. Who wants that? You're not going to be well. You're going to be living with your disease as you're medicated with drugs. Now, herbs are here for the healing of the nations and the service of man, Psalms 104 and Revelations 2. Now, God said that, and he can't lie. So if you have a problem with anything I just shared with you, it's really, don't shoot the messenger. You know, you have a problem with what God said, apparently. Yeah, most people give me feedback. They like the scripture fortification of the message, so that's a good thing. You can't go wrong when you open the good book. It's a lot of health and sound advice in there. So you learn things, and the Holy Spirit shows you what they mean. So thepowerherbs.com, check it out. If you're on the website, do sign up for the free newsletters. They go out each week, and there's no subscription, so you have to have email, though, to get them. So HealthQuest will go out tomorrow if you want to sign up for that. And, of course, the American Survival goes out on Tuesdays. And there's no subscription fee. You can sign up for free. Lots of empowering information in them both. And, yeah, pass on the love, you know, friends, family, get them all aware. It's just an amazing thing. I get cards from people. And recently I got this wonderful little note from a lady, Linda. And she was just worried about us during the hurricane. She, you guys share some interesting things. I think it's a ministry as well as, you know, an herb shop. Okay. I'll go with that. I can see by the clock we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some female issues, and we'll see how much time we have left over. We may talk about some toxins and medical treatments. We'll see. Right? I know Frank's got bumper somewhere. Be right back.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Go green. Herb Talk Live Green. Now with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Herb Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. You know what? I'm going to shift gears a little bit, and I want to talk about what this former FDA employee is saying. Oh, yeah. A lot of publications have, tried to make readers aware of how much money Americans are spending on health care and how much is coming out of their pockets. USA Today, for instance, ran an article in 2016 about the study that Americans spend billions on this non-conventional health approach, wellness stuff. And these current numbers of spending $30 billion out of pocket on natural therapies, kind of blowing their mind. But when you look at it, people that, self-medicate themselves with herbs, let's say, that's 1% of the healthcare pie. 1%. So think about those numbers for a minute. So considering overall that we spend about $329 billion a year on healthcare, 1% of that seems to be people using out-of-pocket money to get wellness products to heal themselves with. So there seems to be this growing shift in a demand for natural therapies, and the healthcare establishment has noticed it. 1% of the pie is not a whole lot of money, but they did notice it, and they don't like it. So let's go take a look at what's going on here. Now, the National Cancer for Health Statistics, the National Center for Health Statistics, analyzed some data. The National Health Survey was in there in the mix, and they determined that about 1 in 5 Americans are using some natural therapies and spending money on them. And these therapies can include things like chiropractic care, yoga, massage, energy therapies, herbs, things like that. So according to their report, 1% that encompasses that of this money is being spent on natural therapies, which means a majority of the people are still seeing conventional doctors and taking prescription drugs. Or not. Maybe they're not. Well, according to Oncology News and the CDC, 1 in 10 senior citizens can no longer afford their meds. They are forced to choose between paying some other bills and buying groceries or taking the money and spending it on the prescriptions. So this means the cost of everything has gone up, and it wasn't anticipated. It wasn't taken into account when the elderly were, saving for their retirement. So the elderly have also experienced changes in healthcare coverage, and they're paying more. So the study by the American Academy of Family Physicians, they published a review in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and they reported that the number of elderly not filling prescriptions due to financial reasons was 1 in 3. So we went from 1 in 10 to 1 in 3. And this study involved, electronic health records from the primary care network. So the patient's records are, linked to the insurance company's data on the drugs that are dispensed and paid for. So in other words, the doctor sends the prescription electronically to the pharmacy, but nobody seems to pay for the drug and pick it up. Well, not 1 in 3 don't. So, the electronic e-prescribing has kind of kept that close track on if patients are getting their prescriptions and paying for them. So they concluded overall 31% of the drugs not being filled by the patients. They're not getting them. So the study also listed additional data of non-compliance with drug treatments. Age, for every 10 years added to a patient's age, the non-compliance to fill their prescription increases by 11%. So recent hospital stay is also a reason, as well as higher copays and any severe chronic conditions which require more medicines. Okay, so now you got to pick and choose which medicine you're going to fill. Right. So Canada, which provides health care like the UK, all its citizens, they're covered 50% of them with drug insurance and they're pretty much covered there. But they find the trend happening there, too. So if 50% of the drug bills are filled and paid for by the government, what's up with that? Why are they not filling their drugs? Interesting. Well, the new strategy that the medical establishment is using for medication adherence, they want to crack down on folks not filling prescriptions, which, you know, this can only come from pressure from where? The pharmaceutical companies. So they have healthcare professionals now. They want to go out and check up on patients. We've heard some reports on alternative news outlets that people are saying they are getting annoyed that, you know, they're getting a lot of phone calls from their doctor's office and regarding, you know, following up on their prescribed care. Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Did you go get your medicine? Now, some have reported the follow-up calls can even border on harassment. Now, the medical establishment is analyzing the cost of compliance, and the suggestion of home visits has come up. Can you imagine, you know, they checking on you, they're going to your house? Well, the American Academy of Family Physicians joined a coalition of 30 organizations in which their job is to identify strategies to increase medication compliance. The stockholders of Prescription for Healthy America even sparked an initiative calling physician offices and pharmacists and all healthcare professionals and consumer groups to kind of pitch in and secure this drug therapy compliance. So if we translate this, we find that 1% of the U.S. population is jumping off the prescription drug ship and is doing something else. And the establishment is not satisfied with losing 1% of their profits. 1%. So if we are all familiar with the statistics that when people do take prescribed medicines as directed, it's really the leading cause of emergency room visits, and that drugs kill about 100,000 or more people a year. But the director of the American Academy of Health Physicians, Dr. Rebecca Hefe, says that the drug noncompliance issue is responsible for 100,000 deaths per year, and it's a majority of the hospital admissions. So they're kind of turning the tables on that. Now, Dr. Hefe reports the coalition found 6 out of 10 patients don't take medicines as directed. And it makes you kind of wonder how many of these health professionals have ties to pharmaceutical profits. Now, CBS News reported on this, and the Sunshine Act requires that the pharmaceutical and medical device companies report publicly any payments directly to doctors over $10. So in theory, patients can check to see if their doctor is financially being influenced by the drug giants. So the bioethics people claim that kickbacks are illegal. However, drug companies and medical device companies aren't the only ones that are involved in kickbacks to physicians. Hospitals are as well. Because when I was working in the medical field, it was quite common for neurologists who had privileges at several hospitals to be given a kickback when they directed patients to a specific hospital for tests like CT scans or MRIs. Now, for instance, any of those studies, if the doctor said, hey, here's a prescription, I'm going to write this order, my staff's going to get you pre-approval, and I want you to march your hiney down to Mercy Hospital and get this done right away. Well, the study could cost, $800 to $1,000 back then. This is in the 90s. I think the studies are now $5,000. Yeah. Anyway, so out of that money, you can say almost 50% of that money would go to the doctor for, you know, sending the patient on over. Now, neurologists write many orders for lots of different studies every day. So if you just consider the hospital kickbacks on these studies, it could easily add up to 6 figures a year. So they could, you know, really, you know, get some serious cha-ching there. Now, ProPublica developed an online tool to search for questionable payments that physicians, including, you know, research or device inventions and ownership interests that doctors may have. So if you ever want to check out their online tool, you can go to the 3ws.projects.propublica.org/docdollars. Doc dollars. So. All right, so now a few years ago, you know, the complementary physicians were really big and popular. Patients liked the idea that it was a medical doctor, but he also had knowledge of supposedly nutrition and natural therapies that were less toxic. However, what patients discovered is that it's more hype than substance, as most physicians recommended what they knew, they still recommended drugs and surgery, maybe a little calendula ointment or some herb tea along with those drugs right there. So as you can ascertain, book knowledge and experience, two different things. So getting back to the National Center for Health Stats, they find that what families with higher incomes are seeking out actually alternative health care and can afford the out-of-pocket expense. They want something gentler, less toxic, but that works, okay, and preferably works quick. Now, in 2012, Americans were willing to spend about $12 billion out-of-pocket to better their health. So what the statistics are showing is that more Americans took the time, took their money that they would have spent on prescription drugs, and they purchased natural therapies and supplements or medicinal herbs instead. Okay, they decided to address it from the more natural, organic standpoint. Well, and people, there's this argument, this industry's not regulated. Well, this trend in the healthy self-care is, kind of cutting into the medical professional's checkbook, and they're critical of the supplement market all of a sudden not being regulated enough by the FDA. Now, critics like Dr. Offit, Paul Offit, now he's a pediatrician in Philadelphia's Children's Hospital. He stated with regards to the supplement use, he says, you're putting a lot of faith in something you shouldn't have much faith in, he says. This is the same physician now that said a baby can handle as many as 10,000 vaccines during infancy. That's the guy. All right. So isn't it interesting that Dr. Offit holds a patent on vaccines that he developed for Merck Pharmaceuticals, the rotavirus vaccine? Now, that vaccine, oh, my God, they tested that in Africa, and it killed a lot of infants. It was, it's the diarrhea thing. And it got approved anyway. Now, he's going to earn millions on his royalties from this vaccine. And this is a physician that in 2013, he wouldn't allow dietary supplements at the Children's Hospital while he was practicing at Philadelphia. If you checked in, you were his patient, absolutely no supplements for you. That's right. So now Daniel Fabricant, now he's a former FDA director of the, get this, dietary supplement program, okay? And what he's doing now, he's the CEO now of the National Product Association, and he said he wanted to set the record straight about the regulations over the supplement industry. Now, being that he was a FDA director of the dietary supplement program, I guess he knew a few things. So he says, quote, dietary supplements do not claim to cure or mitigate disease and are, in fact, regulated just like other drugs. Supplements require good manufacturing processes and compliance with the FDA's adverse event reporting and record-keeping requirements, among other things. People are kind of fed up, he says, with the type of care they get from primary physicians that is covered by insurance. And across the board, people are looking for ways to stay healthy on their own. End of quote. Yeah, that's what I said. The herbs, the spices, the organic foods, it's empowering you to stay healthy. All right, so this is an empowering self-care movement is what we're in the midst of. And more people are looking to be strong, healthy, and vital. And that's empowering to them. It is. So you can't be empowered when you're weak and you're sick and you're a slave to drug therapy. And now Daniel Fabricant makes another good point regarding who has the best interest in the patient's health. He says that the average doctor runs through 40 patients per day, spends 7 minutes on each of them, which makes it difficult to get interested in someone's health and wellness, how they live, in just 7 minutes. This is true. I mean, man, when I worked for neurologists and neurosurgeons, It was, you know, less than 10 minutes per patient. They had protocols, and they had time. It's almost like they're competing with each other. And quotas is the word I'm looking for. They have quotas. All right, so most medical students receive one day of nutritional education. They have no education on the use and benefits of medicinal herbs or other nutrients and natural therapies. They have no clue. Like I said, book knowledge and actual experience are two different things. Like physicians like Dr. Offit, you know, who banned the supplements from the hospital, that's based on his lack of working knowledge with nutrition. See, so I'm sure those who stand to benefit from the drug and surgery treatments in healthcare are going to be concerned with this swing in the direction of the natural solutions for everyday problems. Yeah. Here's a quote from Fabricant, CEO of the National Product Association. He says, "I don't think it's just Americans who are spending the money. I think self-care movement is global and it's here to stay." I think so too. And, you know, the people overseas in Europe, the European Union folks, God bless them. We got to keep them in prayer, because each and every day they see more and more of their self-care availability slipping away from them, because it's being regulated right out from under their feet. So Americans need to be watchful of that. Okay, so we're going to be taking care of ourselves. I do realize that some treatments in modern medicine are very beneficial, trauma-based care, anatomy, but modern medicine is really not able to prevent disease, and they're not able to really cure. I mean, typically speaking, it's, you know, it's just going to sustain you just enough, usually the drug treatment, but you're not going to get rid of the cause of the problem while you're on the drug. Drug-induced anything, symptom management is what it is. Symptom management. So keep that in mind, because if you just want to live as comfortable as you can with your disease until you die, well, then the AMA and your general practitioner is the way to go. I, for one, want what medicine calls a cure. Cure is, you know, reestablishing your wellness status before you became sick. So if you're having to take drugs for the rest of your life for blood pressure or diabetes or whatever, and if you take those drugs away, you're going to crash and burn with your disease. How is that a cure? That's not. It's like a Band-Aid on a big problem. Now, I want you to be selective out there when you go looking for your supplements. I say always think whole food, because when you get stuff that's whole food, the chemistry is in its proper balance. It's the way nature put it there. It's the way God designed it, and you can't go wrong with that. And you most likely can get more done when you got the balanced chemistry and all the minerals and amino acids and things there on less volume. You don't have to take mega doses when you do the whole food thing. So if you're looking for a company that does whole food nutrition in supplements, herbal tinctures and powdered mixes, check out thepowerherbs.com. Get a free catalog. Just call them at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And if you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. You do. Okay, we have a few minutes, and I want to touch base on this female issue. I get some calls usually about this every few months. And women are looking for ways to balance themselves. That they women typically, we're so fragile, our hormones can, you know, get out of whack very easily because of the way we're designed. You know, with the baby making factory we have installed and all that stuff. So there's a PMS, and now this new PMDD they call. Now the Medical and Psychiatric Associations define PMDD as an emotional disorder. Think about that. So they have these new drugs for this to help fight the feeling of stress and tension and anxiety. and panic attacks, and even if you have suicidal, just all kind of connected to your cycle. It's not that bad. It's just blown it out of proportion. There are some mood swings, yes. There could be some crying, yes. Now, if you get persistent long-term stuff going on, then you may want to take a closer look. But typically, it's cyclical. It's with the cycle. It's with the rise and fall of the hormone cycle. So, basically, young women, or should I say girls, that are beginning menstruation, well, they're starting at younger and younger ages. I can remember in the 70s, the girls would start having their menstruational cycles at 14 or 15. Now, you know, the girls are close to 11 and 12. So we know something's up when we see a shift like that within a generation or two. Now, some of the common causes that science is saying is stress, could be genetics, and women, older women that have these issues could be because of the number of kids they've birthed, could be alcohol, caffeine related, or thyroid dysfunction, neurotransmitter imbalance. So there's a whole thing, whole lot of things that they say could be wrong. Let's run some tests. That's what you typically hear. Well, you might want to consider what European women have done for hundreds of years. And Dr. John Christopher, who founded the School of Natural Healing in Springfield, Utah, he went over there to study some of that back in the 40s, 30s, 40s, 50s. And that's when he kind of helped revitalize herbal medicine here in the United States. But there are like six female herbs. And the women in Europe would use all these six herbs together. Not just one, not just two, but used all six. All six. And they would balance their endocrine system. It was nutrition for their endocrine system. And that system makes the hormones that drives the cycle. So, a lot of times people say, well, I tried wild jam and chase tree berries and hops, flowers. I didn't get any results. Well, it's because she didn't use them all together. So the six female herbs are donkoy root, which now is grown and harvested in the United States, Mexican wild jam, biotex berries, also known as chase tree berries, demania leaf, licorice root, hops flower. Those are the ones that you want to combine and use to help feed the endocrine system. So this is not hormone replacement therapy. This is nutrition for the body to make the hormones that are right for you. So the body decides. It's not a forced thing like with hormone replacement, which they can never get right. You know, people always having problems, and the risk of cancer is there when you do the replacement therapy stuff. So if you're looking for a natural solution, then I would suggest you investigate those herbs. Now, if you're looking for a liquid, I love liquids. They're easy to adjust dose, and they're in the system working right away. Thepowerherbs.com has a section for women, and you'll see three formulas there that include those herbs. One is for, you know, the PMS cycle balancing thing. One is for fertility issues, and one is for maturity issues, you know, smooth transition through menopause. So you have some natural solutions for those problems as well. And you don't have to expose yourself to the risk of drugs. So I would use that. Typically speaking, you know, within a short time, maybe 2-3 months, your system is balanced and you're good to go. Now, if you've been on like birth control, you know, you may have to be on it a little longer, because of what that's done to the system. So, but let's not be hasty. Let's work with it and let the body get strong and balanced. And there you go. There you go. You got power right there. And, you know, you won't break the bank either. It's not that expensive. It's thepowerherbs.com. Puts the power back in your hands. Give them a call, 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're there for free. Empower yourself. I can see by the clock. I'm out of time, but I will be back next week. I love American Voice Radio. Greatest network. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.